Baker, who had not changed clothes since he arrived back in Washington 10 days earlier, met the John S. Ide at the Alexandria dock at 10:40 p.m. and rowed with the vessel to the Navy Yard, where it was moored next to the ironclad gunboat Montauk. Sailors took Harold, in double irons, down into the hold of the Montauk, where he was locked up with other prisoners believed to have been part of the conspiracy. Booth's body was carried to the gunboat's deck and surrounded by a Marine guard. Stanton wanted to be absolutely sure the body was Booth's. A half dozen of the actor's acquaintances had been quickly rounded up, and, with Baker looking on, each proceeded up to the corpse and vouched that it was Booth. So did a Washington physician who had removed a benign tumor from the actor's neck and spotted the scar. Dr. Joseph K. Barnes, the Army's Surgeon General, then performed a quick autopsy with an assistant, carving out 2 inches of spinal column from the assassin's neck, through which the bullet had passed. The body was beginning to smell, and Baker was furious to find people scavenging it for souvenirs. He grabbed one lady who snipped a lock of Booth's hair and seized her treasure. Stanton wanted the assassin dumped into a secret grave, where no one would find the remains to strip it of more relics to sell. So Baker and Cousin Luther piled the body into a boat after midnight and rowed it several miles down the Potomac to near Geeseboro Point, where old government horses were brought to be slaughtered. Baker told the press later Booth had been buried at sea. That was a lie. He and Luther offloaded the corpse at the nearby Old Arsenal Penitentiary, now Fort McNair, where prison workers packed it into a musket crate, threw it into a deep hole in one of the facility's cells, covered it with dirt, and replaced the stone slab from the cell floor.